The thing is, though, is, you know, I don't necessarily think anything is going to work out, mm-hmm. but I'm definitely plodding on as though it is, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know who you remind me of is a lot is Jacques Derrida.
Oh, yeah? How so?
I don't know, have you read a lot of Derrida?
Not a lot, no.
So, especially, like, once you get into if you read The Spectres of Marx, which is, I think, I mean, a lot of people talk about Of Grammatology or Writing Indifference as being, like, the quintessential Derrida. I disagree. I think mm-hmm. it's The Spectres of Marx. That's the one. If you want to start somewhere with Derrida, start there. And the reason I say that is that around that time, he starts this turn, and this is where he starts talking about things like the justice yet to come. You know, the idea that no matter how great we do in creating a world with more social justice, economic justice, and environmental justice, we will always be able to look at the fruits of our labor and say, man, I wish we did better. And that'll always, there's never any way that it can't, that's just the way it is. And so he has this idea that, you know, the most important projects that people can dedicate their time and their energy to are like the lost causes, right? The things that are not going to work out, the things that are impossible. Those are the things that you should do, and you do it because they're impossible. Not that a lot of times people do things because they think they can succeed. And he's like, that's fine. You can do that. He's like, but the stuff that matters is the stuff that you will never be able to succeed at. That's the impossible stuff. That's the stuff that matters. You know, I think that you have your own version of that kind of way of living life.
Yeah. I mean, politically, that's definitely true of me as well. The things that I want, I hope they happen, but I'm pretty sure that it's never going to happen in my lifetime. You know, things mm-hmm. that I demand as a minimum for basic human dignity are things that can't even get Medicare for all in this country, you know?
Yeah.
But like, yeah.
It makes me think too of, I mean, we've talked about this, I think in other podcasts, this idea of the revolution. Uh-huh. I think that the revolution is very much an impossible project. You know, Derrida makes this really interesting. He's also really interested in theology, you know, which you kind of see that in his latter work too, which might.
Oh yeah. That's me too. So
yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I am like Derrida.
I love it. Like the intersections of psychoanalysis and theology is one of my favorite places to hang out.